Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
Pelican Brewing presents the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague hit the big stories you've heard about. And some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Spray is poured by Pelican Brewing. Independently brewing since 1996. Your local coastal brewery. Pelican Brewing. Born at the beach.
Hi, Daily Ticker time. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing. Now offering their newest signature Pelican West Coast IPA on a shelf near you. Raise your glass and drink on. Pelican Brewing. Born. At the beach.
I was at Pelican this weekend.
Look at you. Oh. Our guest on Friday from Baton Rouge.
Oh, you had a Baton Rouge guest?
We did. All right. To talk about the live tiger on
Billy
the
field. Mbadi.
Wasn't it a fake tiger?
No, it was a real tiger.
No, it was a real tiger. Yeah. They just had to import it from Florida. It wasn't
they
Mike.
Imported a Florida tiger, which should have been the first telltale sign that they were going to get boat race, because they have an actual tiger that lives outside of their
Mike
stadium.
Mike the tiger, Mike the seventh, is there on campus, but
right there.
Hasn't been coming to games.
Could have just brought him into the field, but they didn't bring him. They bust in a tiger from Florida, and he gave a shout-out to the Cannon Beach location at Pelican Brewing.
Really?
From Baton Rouge. He was like, oh, by the way, shout-out Pelican. I love their Cannon Beach location. It's like, wait, what? All right.
Delightful. I was staying up the road.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. For the Daily Ticker today, we will get to your Oregon State Beavers. It was a tough weekend. We did have one. I'm going to go ahead and let me find this.
Four straight losses.
By the way, for those who want to continue to question, go look, find me a head-to-head match. Like, people are trying to text in rankings of, like, well, Texas was ranked ahead of Georgia. But like, no, they weren't. Last week, they weren't. Georgia was a one-loss team. Texas was the one-loss team. They were ahead of them.
Yeah.
Now Georgia's a two-loss team. Keep an eye on this. Georgia or Alabama, who's going to be ranked higher?
Well, Georgia.
Well, Georgia just lost to Ole Miss, and Bama slaughtered LSU.
Bama also has a loss to Vanderbilt, who is no longer a top 25 team, and the shine's come off that. Who's going to be ranked higher? Just file that away. Two lost teams.
Okay, so your prediction would be
Bama will be ranked ahead of Georgia.
Okay, so
this
that
weekend.
Would be. Ah, damn it! We should have not closed.
We don't need to get sidetracked again.
Well,
I'm just saying.
I'm curious.
People want to laugh at this. Like, this is what the committee has done. This was the whole debate last year in the playoff. Was they wanted to put Alabama in because Alabama won the SEC, but they couldn't put Alabama in without putting Texas in because Texas beat Alabama in Tuscaloosa early in the season. And Texas had a bad. Who did Texas lose to along the way? I can't remember, but they had a bad loss along the way.
Georgia
in the regular season.
In the regular
last year they had the random loss. I can't remember who it was off the top of my head.
Was it Kansas or Iowa State or something?
Might have been. Yeah, somebody got them. Somebody tripped them up eventually because they weren't an undefeated team.
Okay, so Bama goes into last week ranked 11th.
Yes,
LSU was 15th.
Yes, so they
slaughtered them.
Destroyed
them.
And Bama has a bad loss. Say what you want about Vanderbilt, a more respectful team. That's a bad loss. It's not a top 25 loss.
And Georgia lost to the 16th ranked team, but they were slotted at 3.
Yes.
So your thing is that Georgia's
going to fall. I bet they'll
be
6, 7, or 7. They'll be somewhere in that range. They're going to have to rank Alabama ahead of Georgia. Now, hold me to this.
What are they going to do with BYU Indiana, too? Because they both won.
I mean, BYU should be bumped down because they shouldn't have won. And Indiana,
they struggle with Michigan.
They also very, if Michigan had a head coach with a brain, they could have lost that game, but he doesn't understand clock management and going for it on fourth down. Just file that away. We don't need to spend any more time on that, though.
Coach is not showing himself.
Not showing at all.
Yeah.
So I put out a show tease last night. Duck fans complained because I used the word struggle, so that was lovely. And then one of our Beaver P1s said, we need more Beaver talk this time around. We need a venting and an outlet, somewhere to yell after that woeful performance.
Oof.
Saying Oregon beating Maryland, on the other hand, par for the course, is not news. Yeah. Well, we already did that, so we're moving on. What's the instant reaction to a fourth consecutive loss, likely waving goodbye to a bowl game, a 4-5 record, and a 24-13 loss in which you were outscored 14-3 in the second half and 14-0 in the fourth quarter?
Kind of a rudderless ship is my takeaway. I was in no way. I watched this at a bar where I was at Cannon Beach with some other Beaver fans, and there wasn't a whole lot of like shock and couldn't believe what was happening. This team was prone to lose to a San Jose State-esque team. You can pass on this Oregon State team, even with their guys back. And I wasn't really sitting there stunned. What's stunning to me is just how inept they look, and they're coming off of a bye. What's stunning to me is listening to the coach in the post-game press conference go 2 minutes. Two.
Yeah, we were going to pull some audio, but he legitimately didn't have an answer longer than 4 seconds.
Because I don't think he has an answer. This isn't just injuries. This is fundamentally broken right now. And whether you think this gets fixed after beating Air Force this weekend, which I'm not holding my breath on that, I don't see potentially more than a win if you're lucky. I don't know if they can answer how to fix what's happening here. They don't have a quarterback. Their run game suddenly isn't really that impressive. Their defense is just getting gashed, even though the numbers aren't amazing by San Jose State. They couldn't get a stop when they needed to. Their decision-making was what? Their fourth down decision on their own 40? Like, at that point, you spotted them 7 with the pick 6 in your own end zone, which was... holy crap, such a bad decision by Gulbranson.
Left 3 points on the field, not kicking the field goal on the drive before that.
I think it's very fair to be asking kind of all the questions that Beaver fans are asking. What's your future here? And I know that sounds so reactionary 9 games into a first-year coaching staff, but it's all fair to me. I think it's all very fair. There were Beaver fans legitimately, Dirt, that thought they were going to be 11-1, 12-0, or 10-2.
Do what Washington State's doing this year.
And be Washington State. And I picked them to go 8-4, and man, does that look generous right now.
Yeah.
They look like a 4-8 team is how they look. And so I just think kind of everything is fair. In your biggest transition year, maybe in your program's history... and that goes back to your poll question that everybody didn't read the right way.
Yeah, is this the low point of Oregon State?
You lost your coach who brought your program back. You lost all this talent. And instead of maybe saying, let's take a deep breath, let's not let players make our decisions, let's open this up a little bit, including with our defensive coordinator. Let's open this up. And who is the best to lead us in the pathway to getting back into relevance? And they did the player hire. They did what players that stayed wanted to do. Yeah. And it's also underrated. It was kind of a cheaper hire for them to just stay internal for a first-year guy. I don't know what the offense answer is. Like you can.
There's not one this year.
Did they score 2 touchdowns in 2 games? And one of those touchdowns came in the final, like, what, minute?
Yeah.
Against Cal's garbage-ass touchdown.
44-0, and you scored in the final
minute.
Yeah.
Like, I think everything is fair to be talked about right now with where this program is, because if you're doing this year, I would please love to hear the explanation of why this is going to suddenly change and you're jumping other teams that are going to be in your new conference.
Yeah, they made a change at quarterback. Gulbranson was in, and while at times the passing game looked better, it still was only good enough for 13 points and no completions on big downs when you desperately needed them, and he threw a pick six, which was a big play in that game. Your thoughts are welcome, Beaver fans. 503-864-6326. That is the Vancouver Ford text line. I got a couple of comments on something you mentioned there that I really didn't like what they did this weekend. It's okay to be critical or understand the struggles that they're going through. I thought there were some decisions this weekend that had me scratching my head.